They are following the future.
December 20th, 2023.
Following their dreams.
This is Filmcast, episode 229.
Fables spun of tomorrows to come, with many things yet to be seen.
Coming to you from the lovely Crow and Dove House Studios, deep in the wilds of Iowa, and it is our annual holiday show, except, well, Lizzie snuck one in July.
Sue me.
We have the same lawyer. But yeah, no, it's the holiday show. We're not doing any news this week because I wanted an extra song. The only new bit of news is Via Bella has a Kickstarter to put out their new Live in Germany album. So go look at that. The link will be on the website. And in the meantime,
if you have music that you think we should hear, whether it's yours or someone else's, point us toward it. Bandcamp pages, websites, we're always looking for new music. If you have old tapes, we can digitize those for you as well. We can be found on all your favorite podcast sources, and look for us Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Central on sci-fi.radio. Sci-fi.radio. Sci-fi for your Wi-Fi. And if you hear something that you like on the show, you can go to filkcast.com, where we try to have links to all the music that we have played on Filkcast. Support Filk and Filkers. Support independent music. Now let's get the music going.
The holidays mean so much to so many people, and in so many different ways. But well, we've got a Christmas thought that I think we can all get behind. This is Mikey Mason from Barbarian Jetpack with, well, like I said, a Christmas wish we can all get behind.
Stockings are all hung, the fields are white with snow, the trimmings on the presents and the tree. The kids all snug in beds, dreams of swag all in their heads. It's time to pop a beer and watch TV. Christmas movies, Christmas shows, very special episodes, filled with Santa bringing joy and giving gifts. And that's when the sadness hits, Santa, if you're hearing this, there's just one thing that's on my list. Please bring Firefly back for Christmas. It's the time for miracles, I hear. I'd be laughing ho 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 if I could watch new episodes of my favorite Gorham series at my favorite time of year. Santa, reach inside your sack. Won't you give the blue sky back to all the little brown coat girls and boys? Fox execs still have us pissed. Put 'em on the naughty list, like Burgermeister, Meister Burger. They took away our toys, all those Ebenezer Scrooges and their Fox execs. Stole our show from us mid-season long ago. So let's call back all the writers. What would make our season brighter than Simon kissing Kaylee underneath the mistletoe? Please bring Firefly back for Christmas. It's your chance to turn a wrong to right. Santa, show 'em you're the boss. Give the green light back to Joss, and then follow him like Rudolph through the black on Christmas night. Please bring Firefly back for Christmas. I'll light a candle.
Firefly back this Christmas to me.
You know, ever since I was a kid, I've always wondered, how does Santa do that all in one day? And the moldy filters have told us. Santa's got a time machine.
Every year on Christmas, Santa flies around the world, bringing toys and presents to good little boys and girls. Billions of toys delivered, and billions of chimneys to climb. How could poor old Santa possibly get it all done in time? Santa's got a time machine, he's got a flux capacitor under the seat of his sleigh. He's traveling, he's Gallifreyan reindeer and presents to bring. 2 billion children for one single night. Santa needs a time machine to finish it up before daylight. Santa's got a time machine. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, Santa flies out of the vortex with a hoverboard for Zachary. Then over to Cordoba, Argentina, where Regina wants some new ballerina shoes. And when he gets around a middle town, Lauren wants a terrier or a poodle or a basset hound. Then to Ottawa, Canada, for Joshua, Santa's got a toy Chewbacca. In and out of the vortex, north, south, east, west, Sally in Chicago has Malali for a clarinet. Jesse, a synthesizer with a million presets. Ashley up in Hopper wants a Harry Potter box set. Santa's got a time machine, got a flux capacitor under the seat of his sleigh. He's traveling, Gallifreyan reindeer and presents to bring. 2 billion children, one single night. Santa needs a time machine to finish it up before daylight. Santa's got a time machine. From Boca to Columbia to Bucharest, Romania, Santa's been in space and Folsom Reaver's kleptomania. He's got a time machine. Santa's got a time machine.
How many verses are there in Good King Wenceslas? I used to know.
Too many.
Yeah, a lot. I don't think that she does all of them here. From This Endless Night, this is Heather Dale with Good King Wenceslas.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter's fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou know'st it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling? Sire, he lives a goodly hence, underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I shall see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather. Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind grows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, a wealth or rank possessing, ye who now shall bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing. Spring has now unwrapped the flowers, day is fast reviving. Life in all her growing powers towards the light is striving. Dawn, the iron touch of cold, winter time and frost time. Seedlings working through the mold now make up for lost time. Herb and plant that winter long slumbered at their leisure, now be stirring green and strong, find in growth their pleasure. All the world with beauty fills, gold the green enhancing. Flowers make joy among the hills and set the meadows dancing. and this glory season, this awakening season. Reason learns the heart's decrees, and hearts are led by reason. Praise the Maker, all ye saints, he with glory girt you, he who skies and meadows paints, fashioned all your virtue. Praise him, seers, heroes, kings, herald of perfection. Brothers, praise him, for he brings all to resurrection.
And from her holiday album, this is Kathy McManaman with Come All Ye Shepherds. So I get an email saying, we've written some holiday songs, some Christmas songs. Would you be interested in hearing them? Well, my answer to that question is always yes. So if you have songs out there, send them to me so we can listen to them. This is Chuck and Brenda Shiring with Jingle Trek.
Dashing out through space in a warp drive powered ship, Romulans have come, but we'll give them the slip. Ha ha! Warp is really wants to stay and fight, but if we did, we couldn't have our Christmas bash tonight. Enterprise, Christmas Eve, best bash in the fleet. Guinan passes round the drinks until we're off our feet. Crash, we're all here, the captain too, don't be late tonight. Data's mixing drinks, we've time to play around. Bev, she grabs some mistletoe and tracks the captain down. Deanna senses heat, Riker clears his throat. Guinan's telling naughty stories, Geordi's taking notes. Enterprise, Christmas Eve, best bash in the fleet. Guinan passes round the drinks until we're off our feet. Crash, we're all here, the captain too, don't be late tonight. When it comes to Christmas time, we'd rather drink than fight. We've noticed at this bash, we do not have a tree. We hang a star on Mr. Worf, and it looks fine to me. Nice star. Bro cannot relax, even drunk I fear. She spills her glass of eggnog and she
be it a menorah, Yule log, whatever your holiday centerpiece, it is a place for family and friends to gather to share in the light during the darkest parts of the year. From Hungry Yule Cat, this is Daniel Kelly with one of those centerpieces, Ode to the Christmas Tree.
Hang the fruit upon the boughs in the dark of year when the cold wind howls. The fruit reminds of summer last, and winter's chill soon to be past. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, glowing in the winter night for all humanity. We hang the lights among the green to warm our hearts when times are lean. The lights of stars in the darkest nights, they call the sun to return bright. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, glowing in the winter night for all humanity. We stack the gifts below the tree, wrapped up tight we cannot see. Gifts reflect our love so true, from heart to heart, from me to you. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, glowing in the winter night for all humanity. Lift the star to sit aloft, sing her praise in voices soft. The star is hope for future new. This night will pass, we'll make it through. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, glowing in the winter night for all humanity. Glowing in the winter night for all humanity.
And this is so much what this season is about for so many of our friends. This is Jen Midkiff with Love as a Baby Boy.
This holiday will never be the same. So many traditions seem meaningless today. I've never wanted less to trim the tree or open gifts when you're not there to see. Concerts, parties, lights on the snow, all I want's to see her smile again. But I know that that won't happen for a long, long time. Heaven's great reunion seems so far from my mind. But Jesus came to earth as a tiny, helpless babe, came to heal the hurt, the lost, the grieving and afraid. He came to bring us hope, peace, and joy, and love from God as a little baby boy. Mary knew her life would bring her grief. The angel warned a sword would pierce her heart. Yet she said yes to God in full belief that the joy would outweigh the pain-filled part. So I guess the grieving is allowed, even at this time of Christmastide. And I'll make room in my heart for more love from the friends and family still here by my side. 'Cause Jesus came to earth as a tiny helpless babe, came to heal the hurt, the lost, the grieving and afraid. He came to bring us hope, peace and joy, love from God. As a little baby boy, a bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he won't snuff out. Lord, keep my spirit's light aflame as I sit here in the dark, that the love and peace of Christmas bring hope to my heart and restore to me the joy that you came here to impart. As Mary treasured all these things and pondered them deep in her heart, I'll remember all the ones I've loved and lost, and trust that love outweighs the pain-filled part. So this holiday will never be the same, but traditions keep your memories aflame. So I'll light the candles and I'll trim the tree and remember you with hope, love, and peace. 'Cause Jesus came to earth as a tiny helpless babe, came to heal the hurt, the lost, the grieving and afraid. He came to bring us hope, peace, and joy, and love from God. As a little baby boy, God with us now as a baby boy.
The exchange of reins between the Oak and Holly King is one of the many rituals that is practiced this time of year. From Winter Wish EP, this is S.J. Tucker with Solstice Night.
Now comes the solstice night. I wish you safe and sound. Whether snow be light or heavy on the ground, our hearts bring back the light as all the earth must do. May stars fill up our sight with wishes coming true. My wish this solstice night is grace and peace to you. Now comes the time of year when shadow yields the throne. Boards of oak and holly that must be done. Keep faith and keep your candle. The sun is sure to rise o'er the sleepy fields of winter, bringing beauty to our eyes. Thank you. the snow be light or heavy on the ground. Our hearts bring back the light, as all the world must do. May stars fill up our sight with wishes coming. I wish this solstice night is grace and peace to you.
Grace and peace to you.
I wish this solstice night is grace and peace to you.
Some myths are less widespread and some lesser known. This one's very much coming into his own. From Festival of the Living Rooms, this is Tim Griffin with Come Krampus.
You know Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman. You know Santa with presents to go, man. But do you ever recall the most wonderful mythical holiday figure of all? It's a magical time for the children, and they're trying their best to be good. For they know who's coming for Christmas and what he will do to the ones who've not done as they should. The parents all smile as they welcome him in, bearing unto the children the fruit of their sin. Come Krampus, come Krampus, come Christmas each year. Come show naughty children the meaning of fear, while Santa brings all the good children their toys. Come Krampus, come Krampus, for bad girls and boys. You know most of the children get presents because they've been good, but if not, when Christmas time comes, they will feel the dark presence of him who takes kids where it's awfully hot. Remember how mankind was saved on this day, except for the few who get carried away. Come Krampus with horns on your head. Come show naughty children the meaning of dread, while good little children join in for the feast. Come Krampus, you horrible beast. You know Krampus is coming for Christmas with a sack and a switch and a chain. He's making things easy for Santa this Christmas, for Santa just visits the ones who remain. So if old-time religion is really your thing, then raise up your voices together and sing. Come Krampus, come Krampus, come deep in the night. Come show naughty children the meaning of fright, while good children play with the presents they got. Come Krampus for those who are not. Come Krampus, you old pagan prince. I told all my kids they've been good ever since. They're just sitting there quietly quaking with cheer. And we all know the reason. It's the joy of the season. 'Cause Krampus is coming for Christmas this year. Merry Christmas.
And we've had quite a few classics in the mix this week, and here's another from Wintertide. This is Alexander James Adams with The Holly and the Ivy, my mother's favorite.
That are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer and the turning of the winter tide, sweet singing all may hear. The holly grows a berry as red as any blood, and the ivy grows on the solid rock, evergreen through winter's flood. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer and the turning of the winter tide, sweet singing all may hear. It bears a prickle as sharp as any thorn, and the ivy bears all the life of spring till the sun has been reborn. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer and the turning of the winter tide, sweet singing all may. The holly and the ivy, the lady and the lord, they will comfort and protect us all as the cauldron and the sword. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer and the turning of the winter tides, we sing all may hear. The rising of the sun and the running of the deer and the turning of the winter tide, sweet singing all may.
Even zombies want to celebrate Christmas. They want presents. They want pretty specific presents. They still want presents. From Beowulf Pulled My Arm Off, this is Kari Marin with A Lonely Christmas Out Here.
It's near 6 o'clock now on Christmas, and you're just beginning to carve up the meat. Watching you, we find ourselves longing for mirth and acceptance and something to eat. But the doors are shut fast, we are banned from the hall. It's hard just to take it in stride. Being a zombie is no fun at all when everyone's staying inside and we all shrink away from the light and dream of you running out into the night and giving in suddenly without a fight as we feast on your pain and fear. It's a lonely Christmas out here. The zombie apocalypse is lots of fun, all gore and indelible stains. We do so enjoy seeing you on the run and savor the screams as we dine on your brains. But it's different tonight, not a one of tried to shoot us or hack us in two. So now, for the very first time since we died, you've left us with nothing to do. And we all shrink away from the light and dream of you running out into the night and giving in suddenly without a fight as we feast on your pain and fear. It's a lonely Christmas out here. Brains, brains, night's wearing on, and the streets are still starkly empty of all but the dead. It's strange to feel wistfully lost in the dark. We generally just tear your limbs off instead. But this night is a special one, and we regret you can't share it with us. You know, we may be monsters, but you'll join us yet. We're aware that you've nowhere to go. Soon you'll all shrink away from the light and dream of them running out into the night and giving in suddenly without a fight as you feast on their pain and fear. It's a Christmas out here, and we all shrink away from the light and dream of you running out into the night and giving in suddenly without a fight as we feast on your pain and fear. It's a lonely Christmas.
And you thought Scotty was tough for being the only red shirt to not end up in a coffin. Well, he's actually not the only one. This is the Faithful Sidekicks with Santa is a Red Shirt.
Captain's log, stardate -503208. I don't know if anyone will ever hear this update. The Enterprise hit an anomaly. We were flung back in time. We calculate that we're on Earth in the year 1809. We sent down a scout party. An ensign did not return. We found a way back to our time. So I guess we live and learn. Not every crewman in red ends up horrifically dead.
Great Scott!
Oh, Santa is a red shirt from the 23rd century. He brings toys to good girls and boys with advanced technology. So keep putting out those cookies to keep Nick alive. Cause Santa is a red shirt from 2285. Henson Klaus was an engineer who was generous and kind. He could build a plasma coil from spare bits of twine. Then came that accident and he was flung back to the past. So he tried to engineer a way to try to save his life. He cryogenically froze himself by heading to the pole. In his fortress of solitude, he was the first red shirt to grow old. He would wake up once a year, and just for fun, he built himself a robot reindeer.
Yes, Rudolph has a phaser.
Oh, Santa is a red shirt from the 23rd century. He brings toys to good girls and boys with advanced technology. So keep putting out those cookies to keep Nick alive. Cause Santa is a red shirt from 2285. Nick built a transporter to beam down your chimney, and a giant replicator to make the toys for free. He's living off of cookies, putting goodies into socks. Cause if he can't keep the world on track, there'll be a paradox. His mission is to save us, by teaching us to give. And if we still believe in him, this red shirt, he might live.
Clap if you believe.
Why is he doing this techie work? He's living for that day. They'll give a gift to Captain Kirk.
But it's better to give than to receive.
Oh, Santa is a rancher from the 23rd century. He brings toys to good girls and boys with advanced technology. So keep putting out those cookies to keep Nick alive. Cause Santa is a rancher from 2285.
And we've returned to holiday wishes that I think we can all get behind. From Christmas in Orbit, this is Randy Farron, Rebecca Hayden, and Suzette Hayden-Nelgin with I Want a Rocket Ship for Christmas.
Christmas time is almost here. Everyone is busy. Kids are on their best behavior. Grown-ups are in a tizzy. All my friends are so excited, looking through the catalogs, making lists of things they want, like models, games, and Lincoln Logs. Action figures, racing cars, with batteries sold separately. Other kids may think they're great, but these things just are not for me. Everyone seems to get greedy when they hear the sleigh bells ring. I don't want a lot of stuff, I just want one little thing. I want a rocket ship for Christmas. One that I can use to explore the galaxy. It doesn't have to be a very big one. Just big enough for my dog Sparky and me. I can see me Christmas Day coming down the staircase and find my spaceship waiting there. Take me to some rare place. As I start the countdown, I will feel like such a winner. I'll leave behind my cousins who'll be here for Christmas dinner. I'll pack supplies of peanut butter, sandwiches and corn chips. No vegetables or liver will be ever found on my ship. I think that all the other kids will feel like they've been ripped off when I hop inside my craft and set the course and lift off. 4, 3, 2, 1, look out universe, here I come. I want a rocket ship. Christmas, one that I can use to explore the galaxy. It doesn't have to be a very big one. Just big enough for my dog Sparky and me. My first stop will be the moon, just to kick some dust around. Then I will set out for Mars, an alien world all red and brown. I'll touch down and I'll make friends with the kids upon that planet. I'll have a race with a Martian kid who got a ship for Zanet. That's Martian for Christmas. Next I'll head for Jupiter. Saturn's rings are next in line. And when I've been to Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, I'll feel fine. That won't be the end, oh no. The universe holds so much more. A brave explorer, I will boldly go where no kid's gone before. So please, I want a rocket ship for Christmas. I'll explore the universe, and I will have no fear. promise that I won't cause any trouble. Not like I did with the chemistry set that I got last year.
I don't know. It needs an awful lot of maintenance. From Sci-Fi Songs, this is John Anilio with The Millennium Falcon for Christmas.
My parents took me to the movies in the spring of 1979. Something happened to me as we waited on that line. There was a new hope in my mind. Later in that December, as we got closer to the holiday, my mother asked me to tell her what I'd want for Christmas Day. There was just one thing on my mind. I just wanted the Millennium Falcon for Christmas. A season full of cheer. I just wanted the Millennium Falcon for Christmas. But I didn't get it that year. Then in 1300 survived a Star Destroyer attack. I hope that I was good enough that year. My mother went to the drugstore and put the ship on layaway. They told her that it would be ready time for Christmas Day, but on Christmas Eve it still wasn't there. I just wanted the Millennium Falcon for Christmas. I was good enough that year. I just wanted the Millennium Falcon for Christmas. And a season full of cheer. My mother cried when told her that it wasn't there. The clerk said he was sorry, but he couldn't find it anywhere. Please don't cry, they have one at our store 30 miles away. I'll go and pick it up so you can have it for Christmas Day.
From their brand new EP, Spectre in the Frost, this is Valentine Wolf with Wassail, Wassail.
Thank you.
you for listening to episode 229. We will be back next week with the end of year show, and we're taking January off. But you'll still have music all through January. Now, I love this song because it's a little something for all of us.
No matter what you celebrate, and even if you don't.
So from Christmas in Orbit, this is Randy Farron, Rebecca Hayden, and Suzette Hayden-Elgin with We Wish You a Happy Holiday. Stay safe, hug your loved ones, and keep looking toward the future, and we'll talk to you next week.
We wish you a happy holiday. We wish you a happy holiday. We wish you a happy holiday and a joyful new year. We wish you a merry solstice. We wish you a merry solstice. We wish you a merry solstice and a joyful new year. We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas and a joyful new year. We wish you a happy Hanukkah. We wish you a happy Hanukkah. We wish you a happy Hanukkah and a joyful new year. We wish you a happy holiday. We wish you a happy holiday. We wish you a happy holiday and a joyful new year.
They must learn to play. They must learn what it means to have fun. We need a Santa Claus on Mars.